It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural. Let's do it.
Are my recaps that long-winded?
Recap away, Steve. No, they're detailed and show a thorough understanding and provide a very good summary for the players and the listeners and the keeper, so I know what the hell's going on.
Excellent. Also, it shows, demonstrates the ability to read notes. Okay. Speaking of which, let's have a look. I know where we are now, but I forget where we started last time. Oh, yeah, that's right. Last week was our, we engaged in a daring tank raid, which mostly happened off camera, but was nonetheless, was no less awesome for it. So, we loaded, I think the only named guy we had in there was, Brave Private Lonnie Schrock. He has manning the machine gun turret, and, we sent most of our named characters around to one side of the big I forget the name of it, some kind of Nazi engine machine that we had decided was the target that we needed to blow up. And when they got in position, they radioed the tank and one of Max's handy pre-gens, Mooks, was able to make some excellent drive rolls, because as soon as they fired up the engine on that Panzer, there were many Nazis on snowmobiles came out of the woodwork, out of the surrounding hills to try to attack. But the train, or the tank, rolled on, and Private Lining got up in the cupola there and started laying waste with the 50 cal, and down went the Germans, on went the tank. And when it got close enough to unload with its main gun, we heard it from the other side of the building. And luckily, while most of the entrances that were guarded were abandoned by people running inside the building to fortify themselves, one of them was actually opened up, and a group of Germans, including at least one Black Sun officer, quickly moved away, leaving that entrance unguarded. So Private Gordon and Private Caffey snuck in to continue the mission as planned, whereas Sergeant Springsteen called a bit of an audible and took the target of opportunity by taking everyone else with him to follow the group of Germans as they went away. They moved inhumanly fast for some reason. They'd turn a corner and suddenly they'd be far, far away by the next building. So they mostly lost track of them. But meanwhile, back at the building, Private Gordon was able to successfully set his charges, and he and Kathy quickly made their escape and blew the building. However, before that, even though they didn't sneak a peek, we did hear a sudden thump, kind of, as was pointed out to us later, the sound a grenade may make when it's dropped inside a big metal empty tank, and all the commotion from the other side of the building stopped. So our brave tank crew is no more. Kathy and Gordon were able to follow the tracks that Springsteen and his group made, and we all gathered up together, met back up, and as we followed along ourselves, we noticed another group paralleling in the snow with a Russian officer and some other Allied uniforms amongst them. Lo and behold, emerging from the tunnels below triumphantly was Sergeant or First Lieutenant Popoff and Second Lieutenant Risto de Saint-Guillon and a few other guys. And they were singing Russian songs, telling jokes. And we quickly joined them, followed the tracks that our group of Germans had left, and discovered the perhaps largest anomaly of all, which was way down on one section of the city, one end of the city that we had not been to yet, was a large crater and glowing blue with blue crystals all over. And above it, floating, was one island, two islands, three islands, four islands, I think, maybe in total, and perhaps more. They're in the picture there, and there's a lot. And they were connected by cable cars, and many Nazi Germans protecting them. We rode one cable car up to the second island successfully, although I think someone was at least shot, if not killed. No, I believe that's where Sergeant Springsteen met his end. Yes, at the as we were assaulting the first island, but we were able to take care of the small German contingent there, and then unloaded. And it was such
a
small.
Die.
You didn't die? Oh, I was totally wrong. I was going on memory there. But
I'm
you got shot.
Dead.
You're almost dead. Okay. You were saved by McCaffrey's quick medical rolls, I think. That he mostly failed.
Yes, okay, continue.
Sorry. Anyway, so we made it up to the first island, and we were able to take care of the Nazi guards there. And as we made our way over to the next cable car entrance, we looked above us at the next island we would be approaching, and it was much larger and tilted at an odd angle to us. But we could see there's a tent. And many more Germans there. So trying to figure out how we could possibly survive and how we would make our way up there, we noticed there was a frozen waterfall coming out of the bottom, leading all the way down to the interior of that giant pit. And, one of our fearless leaders had the idea that we could scale that and take the Germans unaware if we did so. And so that's what we did. We returned to the base of the cable cars, and found a small trail, and as our story opens for the evening, I believe we were all heading down that small man-made trail into the glittering blue pit.
That sounds pretty reasonable, and an excellent job, as always, Steve. Thank you so much. We're glad you're here.
Sorry about the... almost killing your character off there, Max.
That's okay. To be fair, they do it to themselves more than others.
So you've found this path. It's clearly has been cleared as a path, you know, just like you would, you know, can kind of clearly see a hiking trail in the wilderness. This is very clearly a path that's been cleared and leads down into this crater with all these now into the crystal field. As you're walking down, as you first start down the path and you're kind of looking at this crater opening up below you and looking at the islands hanging in the air above you, it becomes pretty clear, maybe not exactly, well, clear, certainly not how it happened, and probably not even exactly what happened, but kind of the general idea of this place becomes, you start to get some understanding that, you know, that building that's floating high above all of the islands is clearly part of the city, and apparently was here once, and something happened and blew open this huge crater, sending up all the debris and the bits and, you know, pieces and chunks of rock and dirt, and some large and some small and some very large, and that's what's floating in the air above you. It's like this whole crater just blew open suddenly, and then everything just kind of froze, hanging in the air. And you can see, you get that understanding. And as you start to walk down into the crater and into the glow of these the blue crystals and, you know, the energy from them, and you can see this, you know, the rock and dirt hanging in the air above you, and the strange blue glow of the crystals, and everything starts to go a little weird, as if it wasn't weird enough already. The best way you can describe it is it's like that feeling of vertigo, you know, like you've been on a ride at the carnival, something that maybe spun you around really fast and then stopped suddenly, and you tried to get up too fast and you can't walk straight and you're feeling dizzy. And I need everyone individually to make a luck roll, please.
How do you want to do these kind of? I know I've got two guys hanging around. I'd rather just
I was going to mention that, right? So we turned we already turned Springsteen into a mook, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So
the question is for you guys, you know, kind of who do you want to be the primary characters that we care about, and then the others we'll just leave in mook status unless we need them, later for some specific reason.
Right. I think I'll stick with Kathy for now, the most recent guy, and I'll have a default to Risto Saint-Guillaume, you know, if this guy goes.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, I think I've got to stay with Popoff, actually, because otherwise there's no team leader anymore.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so Gordon Falk goes back into mook status, so let me move them.
Oh.
Out of the way here. Okay. Okay, so, McCarthy, luck roll.
On a side note, realized that all of our Mythos Nalas just went to Mook. with Cordy and Guillaume. Not that it's mattered much so far, but...
McCarthy's not here, I'm sorry. So, Max, are you? Who are you?
Yeah,
you were retiring, yeah. Springsteen, right? So you're bringing.
I was waiting for you to ask me that,
Jim. I'm sorry. So you're turning some. About so me. Okay. So Springsteen has become a mook, and one of the mooks has become
Chris Smith.
Smith. Okay. What is Mr. Smith's dex?
His dex is. 15, which
that's awfully low.
Makes
55
times 5. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay.
15 so times 15 times 5.
75.
75.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that puts you at the top of the list then. Oops.
Oh, great.
And I just screwed that up. Oh, come on. 75 for Smith. Smith goes at the top of the list. Okay, luck roll, Mr. Smith.
All right, and his luck is 55. Highest I've been in a while.
Not one!
Nice.
Good way to start the night.
So, yeah, you are definitely, you are disoriented, you are dizzy, the world is spinning around you, but you can kind of stumble forward, and as you take a step, you see the path under your feet, take another step, and the path is still there. Okay, I think I'm headed in the right direction. Lieutenant Popov, luck roll.
I rolled earlier and got a hard success.
Okay. And Mr. Caffey.
I was not as lucky with my earlier roll. I failed.
Okay. Would you roll me a D100, please?
Oh, God. Is that how many feet I fly into the air before falling? Something like that? 35.
35. Okay. So we will worry about McCarthy later if he shows up. Okay, so Mr. Smith and Lieutenant Popov, so like I said, you guys are, are stumbling forward, turning and dizzy, and you're having a hard time keeping your bearings, but you can see that you're still on the path, and at one point you look up and you look around you and you realize that Caffey is gone.
Keep going, because I don't know if I can even think about helping anyone other than myself right now.
I will look around to see if is he tripped and fallen, of course? Is he run off?
You can make a spot hidden with a penalty die.
No, I cannot. I stare ahead.
Fair enough. Mr. Caffey.
Yes, sir. I don't think it's fair enough, but...
So as you're, stumbling forward and turning and the vertigo, and you're looking around at the crystals, and you look up at the back of Popov's head as you're dutifully following him, and you look down at your feet, and you realize you've stepped off the path, and you turn and try to get on the path, and you can't see it. Where is the path? And you're looking around, and you're spinning, and you can't find the path, and you're just stumbling forward.
Help!
And you come to a kind of a rock out. You kind of stumble forward, and your mind starts to settle down a little bit as you kind of grab on to this large outcropping of rock. And you're able to kind of get away from the glow of the blue crystals a little bit with this big solid piece of granite that is not moving, and you clutch onto it, and you're able to hold onto it, and you look up, and kind of just above head height, you can see there's a cleft in the stone, and there's a body wedged into it.
Wedged into, okay. I guess my first question, just for clarification, is the path then is all rock and not blue stone, then. It meanders between the stones.
That is correct.
Right? Okay. And so I stepped off that onto the blue stones, and had a strange, vertiginous experience until I landed upon this, or got close to this granite, and was able to grab a hold of it. And how is this body wedged? Is it wedged into the granite, like granite, or is it like up against some blue stones near the granite?
So it's like a large granite boulder sticking up out of the earth.
Okay. Right,
that's been cracked. Over the eons, and kind of wedged into one of these cracks is a body.
I understand. If I were to take a guess, the obvious thing would be that body has fallen from above, correct?
That seems reasonable.
Okay.
You certainly don't see anything above him that he could have fallen from. And as you're looking at him, his clothing, he's definitely wearing cold weather clothing. But it looks old. You know, it's not the good modern stuff like you have. You know, it's 20, 30, 40 years old, something like that. You can make an idea roll.
I'm sorry, guys. I got some visitors real quick. Can I take five real quick? I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay, sorry.
And Randall. Do we have Randall? I see Randall.
He looks Randallish.
He looks Randall, yeah.
He doesn't sound Randall, though. He's quieter than usual. Oh, and he left.
Oh, no more Randall.
No. Bye, Randall.
Sorry, bye, I'm Randall. Here. I was meeting and hang out.
I get those two buttons confused all the time.
I'm on my cell phone still, but sure, I'm here.
Cool. Okay, so just to catch you up a little bit, so the party has wandered down into this crater. It's very disorienting. There's the rock and the islands hanging in the air above you, and kind of this field of blue crystals and the strange light, and you know, like having a really bad case of vertigo. And would you, Mr. McCarthy, make a luck roll, please?
Sure. Ooh, 93.
That's a failure. So yeah, as you're stumbling forward and kind of trying to keep your bearings and looking down and trying to keep your feet on the path and looking up at the back of Lieutenant Popoff's head as he's stumbling forward about ahead of you, and you're turning to look at the blue crystals and turning to look up at the islands above you, and then looking back down and realize that you have left the path. When you look up and you look around and you can't see anyone, you can't see the path, I need you to roll me a D100, please.
Scary stuff. 83.
Okay, 83, you say. Ooh, that sounds interesting. McCarthy. Okay. Just one second. So you kind of you realize that you've lost the path, and you look around you and you don't see any of your team. Make a spot hidden roll.
Figure.
Okay. You can see, as you're kind of stumbling about and looking around you, you see something ahead of you. It looks like a glint off something kind of metal. You know, like a shiny metal glinting in the light.
Okay, I'm still, trying to call my companions my name, but, like, my hushed voice, like, "Hey, where are you?"
There's no answer.
Okay. So I head towards the shiny thing that I see in the distance.
Yeah, so you know, you can stumble to it in just a couple minutes, and you find this kind of big block of ice and snow sitting on the ground, and you can't make out what it is, but embedded in the ice are what looks to be fragments of something metal, just these metallic fragments. They're not deep, you know, they're shallow enough under the ice that the sunlight is glinting off them, and you can definitely see that they're there, but you can't quite make out what they are.
Can I rob them?
Yeah, you can certainly, you know, it just takes a second, well, a minute, you know, to kind of pull out your knife and kind of cut into the ice and chip away at it,
yeah,
and dig these things out. Yeah, and, you know, kind of once you get them in your hand, you can see that, yes, these are metal fragments, and there is about a dozen of them. You know, they're each, you know, a couple inches across, and you can see that, you know, most of them on one side have what looks like some kind of script on them.
Okay. I will take all the small pieces and try to put them together to see, like, a puzzle, see if they fit.
Make an idea roll.
This is a pass.
Yeah, they definitely fit together. You can kind of piece them together, and you can figure out that they form a tablet, and the tablet has writing on it, and it's the same writing that you've seen around the city that I believe is the writing of the beings that created the city.
Yeah, that we cannot make any sense of. All right. So I will take my notepad out and kind of replicate the writing on the stone or the tablet on my notepad.
Okay.
My pocket notepad, and put it back. We get all the pieces together, like put maybe on a small bag and put it on my backpack, and I'll continue moving forward, trying to find the others now that I realize that this is unnatural.
Okay, let's cut back to Kaffee. So
yes,
you're there with a body.
I'm there with a body. Okay, yeah. The first
you say
thing
you
I
failed can... your idea roll.
I did fail my idea roll. Yes.
Yep.
The first thing is, what type of body? Is it a, like, German soldier or something else?
Whatever he's wearing, it's not a uniform.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely cold weather clothing, you know, that's at least 30 or 40 years old.
30 or 40 years old. Okay. That's interesting. Okay.
He has kind of a big shaggy beard and kind of long straggly hair.
Right, right. At this point, kind of looking around, do I see the other group at all, like off in the distance, or am I?
You do not.
I do not. Okay. I will, you know, call out for the group for one or two calls, and if I don't hear anything back, I guess I'll go investigate the body, take a look at him.
Spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden. Where are you, Kathy? Here we go. Where's spot here? Oh, that's actually a success. Good. Normal.
Yep. So, as you're kind of, you know, looking about the jacket, the body, you can find, just inside the pocket of the jacket is a disc made of some kind of gray metal. And inscribed on one side of the disc is some lettering, is a script that you recognize from the city.
Gotcha. I will pocket that disc. If it doesn't look like there's anything more, like, what is it made out of? I guess that would be something that would be obvious.
It's made out of a metal. It's kind of a gray metal. It feels very kind of a tough but light gray metal.
Nothing that I recognize, though.
Nope.
Okay. So
as you,
I have a thought.
As you pocket it, would you make a POW roll, please?
Probably not. actually, it's not as bad as I thought. Yes, that is a it's a good normal success, almost hard.
Okay. As you pocket it, and maybe you give it an extra little pat just to make sure it's secure, and you feel that your vertigo, your dizziness, drains away. Suddenly, everything is stable. We don't want to say back to normal, because this is still a really crazy place, but you can, your whole, the vertigo, the dizziness, it's all gone. You feel perfectly well. You are feeling a little weak, though. Would you lose one magic point and one hit point?
Yes, I will. Okay.
Let's cut back to Smith and Popov. Would you both make luck rolls, please? Again.
Regular success.
And Mr. Smith? Did we lose Max? Is he just being
quiet? Is he on mute?
Yeah, sorry guys, I'm on mute. So that was a success right now. Success on the luck.
Okay. So you guys are there together. You're dizzy. You got the vertigo, but you're managing to stay on the path. You can kind of stay together. You realize, of course, that both Kathy and McCarthy are gone. You don't see any sign of them.
Mr. Smith, perhaps we should pass a rope so that nobody else gets lost out here. Do we have rope? We must have rope. We're about to do some climbing.
Oh, most
silence is deafening. I will assume we have rope and we'll distribute it.
Most certainly I have rope. Sorry about that.
All right, let's just create a line between all the people who are still here and continue forward.
Yes. Hopefully everyone here is somewhat good at climbing.
We'll find out.
Oh.
Russian humor.
Okay.
Let's cut back to McCarthy.
I'm here, trying to find my way back to the rest of the team.
Yep. Would you make another luck roll, please?
Sure. This is a pass.
Okay.
Barely.
Well, you guys are just no fun. Too many passes. I don't like it.
Don't worry. We still got one lost out there in the crystal.
Sure, Mr. McCarthy, you kind of stumble around for a little bit, and you find the path, and you put the path under your feet again. Are you behind the others? Are you ahead of the others? Not really sure.
Papa! Hey, Lieutenant! Sarge! Over here.
I passed the listen roll, if that helps, Jim.
It doesn't.
Good.
Oh, they did not react to me saying anything?
You don't hear anything, and neither do they. Mr. Caffey, you can make a listen roll, however.
Oh. All right. Ah, an 80 is not going to do it.
Apparently you don't hear anything either. Smith and Popov. Holding on to your rope.
Yes.
Are you drink.
Staying in place? Are you continuing to stumble forward?
Oh, we're continuing forward, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you both make luck rolls, please?
Yes. Hard success. Extreme, even.
I missed by one.
Okay. Would you roll a D100, please, Lieutenant Popov?
47.
47. Okay. Mr. Smith, so you guys were, tied together with the rope and stumbling forward. You know, the rope isn't really helping with the vertigo, but, hopefully you know that the rest of your team is there, and you look up at one point, expecting or hoping to see the beautiful and glorious back of Lieutenant Popov's head, and he's not there.
Popov!
The rope Popov is there. The loop that was tied around him is there.
Does it look like it got pulled into any one direction?
You can't tell. The rope is just hanging there.
All right, I keep going forward towards the ice waterfall.
Okay. Lieutenant Popov, what do you see? So you're kind of stumbling forward, and presumably you're leading the team, of course, right? You're lead from the front, right? That's Lieutenant Popov's motto.
Sure. Apparently they're not watching me, but that's fine.
And you're, trying to keep your feet on the path and, looking back at the others occasionally and looking down and checking the rope and looking down and checking the path and looking up at the islands hanging in the sky above you and looking around at the crystal field, and you look down and you realize that the rope is gone and the path is gone, and you're just standing out in the middle of this crystal field with the islands hanging above you, and you start to hear something ahead of you, and it sounds like gunfire.
And so do I feel like I've moved ahead in the path, like we were headed towards the base of the waterfall and I'm suddenly there?
At the moment, you really have no idea.
So can I see the water? Can I see the island that we were headed towards?
You can see it hanging in the sky above you, yes.
Is it directly above me? More directly above me than it was before?
Make a idea roll.
That is a regular success.
Maybe about the same. Maybe it's a little closer.
All right, well, I will. And I hear firing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I will move forward cautiously, staying as low as I can. But I'm Russian. I'm not built for sneaking. So I will move forward without being sneaky, but not in a waving my hands wildly kind of way either.
Okay. As you move forward, you can come to what is effectively a clearing in the crystal field, and it's You know, it's kind of illuminated by the blue light from the crystals ringing it, and you can see that the clearing is empty, but you can very clearly hear the sounds of not just gunfire but machine gun fire, and men yelling, and you know it sounds all the world like there's a pitched battle going on, but you can't see anyone or anything. Would you make a spot hidden roll?
I do not spot the hidden things.
Okay.
I will. So I think the noise is coming from the clearing that's directly in front of me.
That is correct.
I will move around the clearing, not entering into it, but sort of bushwhack my way around it.
Okay. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cut back to McCarthy. Are you still calling out for the others?
I will try to rush after them since they cannot hear me. And I'm kind of getting a little bit desperate at this point.
I don't blame you. Mr. Caffey, would you make a listen roll, please?
Yes. Pass on the listen.
That was Caffey, not McCarthy.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was about to say, how did you know that? I don't know how he knew it, but he's right. Right again.
Psychic.
Mr. Caffey, you can hear Mr. McCarthy calling out for someone.
Over here, McCarthy. Over here. We'll call back. Not yet.
Do I listen?
Leave my granite.
Is that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, McCarthy, you can hear him. That's fine.
Hey, turn around till I see him.
Yep. So it takes a few minutes, but eventually, with Caffey's help, you can get zeroed in on him, and the two of you are reunited.
Excellent.
Oh my god! This is so strange. I was losing my mind.
Hang in there, man. Hang in there. I think I've got something that could help us. And I kind of pat my pocket. He said, help me take a look at this fellow here.
What do you got? I found a tablet, but I cannot make any sense out of it.
Yeah, I've got... I've got here. I'll show you in a second. I've got a disc that helps with that vertigo sense. This guy here, I don't know where he's from. He's been here quite a while, but he had one in his pocket. Maybe we can both hold it when we leave.
Well, as McCarthy, you know, as you realize, as soon as you get close to Caffey, the vertigo disappears. As soon as you got within a few feet of him, you know, the dizziness is gone. Now. The vertigo is gone.
Seems like as soon as I was close to you, it is gone. So, yeah, you might be right. Whatever you got with you, it's working. Let's find the others.
That's good. Hey, hang on. Help me turn this guy over. I want to. Maybe he's got something else that he can tell us.
Is he? I thought he was dead.
Well, I mean, he's a dead body in cold weather gear from 30 to 40 years ago that had something useful in his pocket. But right now, that's all I know about him.
I'll help him to search the body.
Okay. You can make an idea roll, Mr. McCarthy.
Okay. And another pass.
Okay, yeah. So you know, you've read, you know, you were briefed on kind of the background and the history. So you were, you know, at least generally familiar with that. And you know, as you look at the body and the gear that he's wearing and kind of the figure out the time frame, it occurs to you that most likely whoever this is or was a member of the Starkweather Moor expedition.
Oh. He's one of those guys, remember? That they brief us about an expedition?
Oh, one of the ones from Arkham, the college.
Yeah. It's got to be one of those.
Is there nothing else useful on him, like a diary with all the ways to avoid blue crystals? And
there is nothing else useful on him.
Nothing else useful on him. Well, this is good enough. I think he may have saved our bacon. Let's go find the others.
Let's cut back to Mr. Smith. Would you make another luck roll, please?
Let's see how this goes. Oh, this one's finally a fail.
Oh, well, it's about time. Roll me a D100, Mr. Smith.
79.
That sounds interesting. So, yeah, as you're, you know, stumbling forward with the rope and holding on to the rope that was wrapped around Popov, wondering where he went and looking around to the rest of the team and feeling yourself that you need to take charge of these men, and looking up at the islands above you and the crystals around you, and you stumble forward and you realize that they're all gone. And you just find where did the rope go? Where did they go? Where did the path go? You just have no idea. You're just looking around. And then suddenly you hear a roar and a cry from ahead of you, and the sound of something huge, like an elephant, just charging at you.
Of course. Is there any cover or vegetation around that I can hide in?
Make an idea roll.
Nope.
Nope. Roll a D6, please.
6.
Okay. Roll another D6, please.
1.
Okay. So yeah, you just kind of stand there for a second, and you're looking around at what can I, and then the noise, this thing charging at you, it kind of veers off, and it passes a couple meters off to the side. Lieutenant Popov, would you make a listen roll, please?
Yes, that's a hard success.
You too, as you are stumbling forward, you hear the sound of something huge crashing through the crystals, and you hear Mr. Smith call out, and you realize, and you look around, and you see him just a few meters away.
I pull up my gun and wait for whatever it is that's coming at him to come out of whatever it's going to come out of.
Mm-hmm. And this... Roll a D6.
5.
Make a sand roll, please.
Oh, no.
That's a pass.
A D3. Huh? So the noise, the rumbling gets closer, and there's a crack in the ground just in front of you. And you can see the ground starting to crack open. And a black tentacle kind of wiggle up through one of the cracks. And you look down, and you can kind of see through the rock and the cracks in the ice, and you've seen one of these before. the flying thing from the tunnel at point 19 is fighting up through the ground, trying to get out.
Yes. Well, I'm running now. It doesn't really matter what direction. If it happens to be towards the island that we've been going towards, lovely. But knowing I don't have an artillery cannon lying in my back pocket. But I will attempt to make it look brave by saying, Smith, come with me, let's go.
Mr. Smith, Lieutenant Popov is yelling for you.
Oh, yeah, I follow.
Very good. Mr. McCarthy and Mr. Caffey, would you both make listen rolls?
Failure. Whoops, sorry, hard success. It's not 7.
Mr. Caffey, you can hear the sound of footsteps. Sounds like perhaps two men running in fear, in terror.
Okay. Get your weapon ready, Mac. Over there. And we'll kind of step off the rock to try to get ourselves.
I will kind of lay against a rock and get my handgun ready.
Can we see what's coming?
Spot hidden roll.
Let's say I would like to see it without it seeing us, if possible.
It's hard success.
It's the other end of the spectrum for me. It's a hard fail.
Through the crystals and kind of around some of the rocks, you can see the running figures of Private Smith and Lieutenant Popov.
Don't shoot!
Right? It's just what is it? Oh, God. Sweat down the brow. It's like both of us.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Caffey, one other thing. Once McCarthy joined you, would you lose another hit point and another magic point, please?
Huh.
It is eating you up.
You don't have to sound so happy about it. So I feel more tired, but I don't feel vertigo. Gotcha.
So there they are. They're running.
Do you see anything?
Don't shoot, Caffey. Is the lieutenant?
Call off for him. Lieutenant Popov!
Smith and Popov, you hear Caffey calling out for you.
Is the noise getting louder behind us?
Nope. You've distanced it. The noise has died away.
Slow to a respectable pace.
Yeah, I'll follow Popov's lead. Since I'm not in charge anymore. Yes.
Gentlemen, how good to see you.
Are you in danger? What are you running from, Lieutenant? We can ambush it from up here.
No. I've encountered this before. We do not have the firepower to ambush this.
Oh. Where are the others, sir?
We don't know. Smith and I came looking for the two of you. Wandering off by yourselves, dereliction of duty, it's not going to look real good on your record.
Well, okay, I found something that'll take the vertigo away.
And Mr.
When did you start speaking like an American, Popov?
It's been a long weekend.
Yeah,
good impression, Lieutenant.
Private Smith and Lieutenant Popov, as you get close to Caffey, you can feel the vertigo and the dizziness drop away. And Private Caffey, would you lose two more magic points and two more hit points?
Well, I visibly kind of fall to one knee.
And are you okay? Hey, what's going on? You look very pallid.
I think this thing I found, and I will hold it, and I will actually take it out of my pocket and hold it. This takes the vertigo away, but it takes a lot out of me. the more people I think that come.
Throw it away. Throw it away. Probably that's what killed the other guy.
We needed to find the path.
He's right, but you should probably toss it away before you meet the rest of the group.
Good point. I'll throw it away when we see him. Let's go on.
All right, gentlemen, let's find the path.
Whatever you say, Lieutenant.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with the vertigo gone, do we have a better sense of like, oh, well, that's where we're headed?
Yes, you are. And... with the vertigo gone and the dizziness gone, you can kind of get your bearings and look above you and see the islands and see the ice falls and head towards it. And as you're walking through the crystals and eventually you make your way to this huge frozen waterfall stretching up into the sky.
What about our other loyal mooks and Lieutenant Saint-Guillaume?
After some time, so if you guys, you probably wait around for a little bit. They all join you.
I will toss the disc away bravely before they get there.
Fair enough. And so you guys are there looking up at this frozen waterfall stretching into the sky, connecting to this weird island hanging above you.
Yes, well, look up. Are there any among you who are good climbers?
I can climb, Lieutenant.
All right, we'll put a rope on you and head up.
I look up.
I don't suppose we have any climbing equipment, do we?
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Well, you may have to use a bayonet or a knife or something to sort of help you get a handle on the way up.
Well, he holds a bayonet in one hand and a knife in the other. Here goes nothing.
I also have a pretty good climbing skill if I could help him somehow, like on belay or something like that. I don't know if he's going to... I'm not enough of a climber to know, I don't think he's got carabiners, obviously, but if there's anything that we could help him, any way we can help him.
Yeah, so you would probably try to set up some kind of rope. Not that it's going to do a whole lot of good at the beginning, but that he can at least use as a belay once he gets high enough and start fording it up. But Private Smith, as you start climbing and you kind of dig your bayonet and your knife in and find a good ledge and pull yourself up and find another little ledge and push yourself up with a foot, you very quickly realize that this is actually really easy. As you start climbing, you actually feel almost as if you're being pulled up. You're not being pulled up. It's not like you're having to fight to keep in place.
But I'm not being pulled down.
Exactly.
By BS gravity.
Right. You kind of very quickly realize, you can just, hold yourself by a fingertip almost. This is, you are...
I'll beckon them.
You feel in no danger of falling, and you can just kind of scamper up almost at will.
Come on, guys. It's easy. This is like a beginner slope. Hill. Whatever.
Let's watch him for a little bit further. Just, I've experienced some of these things have come and gone, and when they go, it's somewhat dramatic. Let's just give it a couple more minutes.
All right.
Wave to him encouragingly.
I'll follow.
And McCarthy, you, the same thing. Kind of once you pull yourself up off the ground, you feel almost completely weightless, and you're able to just scamper up this waterfall.
All right.
Is this pretty much like the last time we were in that room?
It's very much like that, yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm not going to freak out, and I will just, you know, continue.
Well, men, let's carry on after them.
So, sir?
Kathy,
yes.
Can you scamper? Yep.
You start scampering up. And it takes you, you know, you're able to, as I said, climb this frozen waterfall surprisingly easy. The tricky bit actually comes is after about a half an hour of this very easy climbing, as you're just kind of almost flipping yourself up, as you get close to the island, you can feel yourself actually being pulled towards it. And you kind of have to work a little bit to keep from falling up into the bottom of the island.
Before it's too heavily pulling, can we like switch or like flip around and make it like we're descending, but climbing upside down?
Absolutely, you can do that. It's a little disorienting as you're looking up at the ground and climbing backwards, down, upwards to this island. But you are able to do that. And eventually you will realize that you are standing up, upside down, on the bottom of this island, floating over the surface.
That sounds like a little bit of a sand roll there.
You are welcome to make a sand roll if you wish.
I think so. I saw the flying islands before, so I'll keep that roll.
That's a success. So
it's disorienting, but not. It's just weird.
Cool.
So the whole thing about going this way, where we're coming from, was to avoid the army of Nazis that were on the flying rocks, right?
Or at least to be able to sneak up on them, rather than just rolling up on the one cable car,
right?
And saying hello.
So, yeah. Do we see? It's like, are we approaching that place where we sold in last? It's just like flying island going up to where the others.
You are on that island, so you are now standing on the bottom of that second island. Right? So your head is pointed towards the surface of the earth. Your feet are on the bottom of that island, and you know that on the flip side, on the top side, if you will, on the side of the island pointed away from Earth, is there are many, many Germans.
The army of Germans. Got it. All right. So, Lieutenant, what are we going to do?
My thought is, now that we're actually here, is there anything that we can notice or think about that would get us from one island to the next without, you know, to completely bypass the surface.
Yes, my assumption is that we would be going up on the cable car comes up from one the first island to the second one, and then there's another cable car going up to the third one. I assumed we'd just move around to try to sneak into that next cable car, thus avoiding the encampment of Germans on the middle of the island.
That's good thinking, sir. That's good thinking. Yes. But yes, do you perhaps, now that we're here, you know, the map is never the land, and now that we're here and see things a lot closer, even though it wasn't a map we were looking at before, is there anything, do we have any other fresh ideas like the ice waterfall that could get us between one to the other?
Well, what exactly was on this island, Jim, if we recall? Were there any structures or anything?
You definitely saw that, you know, you could see Germans moving around. You saw, you know, the cable car that went up from the first island. You saw a cable, and so would presume that there is a cable car station going up to the third island. You did see some structures, some buildings, but beyond that, you'd have to walk around and flip up to the other side, the top side, if you will, of the island and have a look around.
I feel as if the Germans that we're looking for, the ones that are most dangerous, will be at the top.
Yes. You're probably right, Popov. I mean, Lieutenant.
Yes, well. So, can we see the cable heading from the first island, or actually from this island to the next island, or?
Not from your vantage point underneath the island.
Can we see the cable going from the first island to the island we're now on the underbelly of?
Absolutely.
And can we triangulate where we think the other cable was based on when we were... We could see the cable before when we were on the first island.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, gentlemen. Let us move over to that area there, and we'll try to sneak in. I'm a little bit worried there might be guards on this next cable car as well. Mr. Smith, how are you with a silent knife?
Well, I'm okay.
Excellent. Then you will lead.
Oh. you sure about that, Lieutenant?
That's the pop of way. I give you a little push. You can do it.
All right.
Off way.
Max, you're the one who wrote the note. I'll play a mook who will be sneaky. I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
It doesn't mean he has to be brave.
Okay. Yes, well... You'll do fine, Smith.
Thanks, Lieutenant. All right. Let's be off.
And we're marching on the other side of the island. I assume a couple of soldiers will throw up. Down.
Yep. Don't look up or down or whatever direction gravity, you're calling that.
Yeah, but the gravity is going towards the island, so the vomit will still travel normally in relation to our bodies.
That is true.
Inducing more vertigo.
So yeah, it's definitely weird, and it, you know, but it only takes you, you know, 10 minutes or so, maybe 15, as you work your way to the edge of the bottom.
Don't want to make of the sneak island. Roll, Jim.
I'm
going to be going up a little ahead.
Sure. So are you actually going to try to climb over the edge? And yeah. Up on top?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Make sneakily. A sneak roll.
Ooh, I'm going to have to burn some luck for that, but that'll be a success.
Okay. Yep, you kind of reach the edge, and you probably... You're not really sure how this is going to work, so I imagine you kind of get down on all fours and kind of peek your head over the edge, looking down but up, and kind of slowly reach out and around and grab on and kind of flip yourself over to the other side, and then you're on the top. And can I get a party luck roll?
I'm at 41.
I am higher than that.
I'm at 40.
Doc?
Randall?
Sorry, what was it? I got lost.
What's your luck?
I got it on the main... On the main dog. Oh no. I'm full of luck. I'm not spending that much. So.
You have more than 40. Right,
so it sounds like.
I got more than 40 for sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's all we need.
All right. Let's see. 83.
Okay. So the question to the group. Or I guess really to Lieutenant Popoff, because he's in charge. So as you were kind of heading towards where you thought the cable was, how close did you want to be? Did you want to, like, come up right underneath the cable car station? Or, 100 feet, what were you hoping for?
So not right underneath, because I would have realized that the transition from gravity moving in one direction to gravity moving in another direction might be disorienting for somebody making in that transition zone, but certainly close enough, 100 feet, let's just say that.
Okay. Give me a navigation roll.
Pop off?
Whoever was leading, Smith actually
Smith
leading?
Was
or?
Leading.
Okay.
Private Smith was leading.
So we'll blame him.
Oh.
Give me a navigation roll, Private Smith.
Ooh, this is not going to be good. That's a fail by a lot.
Okay. So as you flip yourself up over the rim and, it takes you a second to get your bearings and you look around and you realize that you have come up. I mean, you are... an arm's distance away from the cable car platform. And it kind of rises above you a little bit, and you can hear Germans talking. I mean, almost right over your head.
Perfect. But I was sneaky, good.
What makes me nervous as a player is we failed every other role except your sneak.
How many Germans does it sound like?
It sounds you can hear at least two people talking. Maybe there's a third voice.
Okay.
Maybe there's a fourth voice.
Oh gosh.
As you kind of just sit and listen for a moment. At the very least, you don't hear more than four voices.
Hmm.
And you can't see.
I speak German, 32%.
Yep. Yeah, so you can definitely make out at least four distinct voices. But you can't see up there, so you're being right next to it. So it's certainly possible that there could be someone, a dozen people up there who are just standing around silently, but you can at least hear kind of four people talking in hushed tones.
Is the cable car right there, or is it up at the next island?
It is up at the next island.
Okay. Hmm. All right, I'll poke my head back around and look at the others and give them the intel.
Okay. You do so?
What do you want me to do?
We must get the cable car to come back. We don't have a choice about this.
Do you have any grenades?
I do, but that would bring everybody and their cousin.
Do you want to bring everybody and their cousin to a different part of the island and then bring the cable car back? That doesn't seem like a good distraction.
Well, I was just going to explode these four guys up there. Know that I'm here.
What did you see about from the rest of the island?
I couldn't see too much. I like came up right under the platform.
So, Jim, when we're moving on the bottom of this, do we feel like it's regular walking or almost like walking on the moon in that sort of bouncy kind of way you see astronauts do it?
Regular walking.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we have a choice. I think we need to have someone create a diversion over there that draws the Germans' attention so they won't notice us here.
Based upon our, you know, experience with blowing up grenades, is this island big enough so that conceivably a grenade could go off and people wouldn't hear it?
It's big enough
for other buildings. But.
Yeah, you know, having seen it before, this island is at least a mile and a half across. So, yes.
Yeah, so, that's it. Yeah. So. Hmm. You know, the plan could work, Lieutenant. We just have to see what's around us. Make sure we're clear.
All right, well, someone's going to throw a grenade. I'll throw the grenade.
wait. Let's
make sure. Just follow me, Lieutenant. Again. Just be quiet and be sneaky, okay?
I was thinking that maybe I can do it, sir. I used to play a lot of baseball, so I'm good at it.
I assure you I'm much better than you are.
Yeah, sure. Maybe you're right.
I mean, if we're worried about a grenade being too much noise, we could all sort of rush up and attack them with knives.
Well, why don't we slip the edge and see what it looks like near the cable station?
How many from this point can we see how many they are? Or
I could describe what I came up on.
Yeah, yeah. So all of you from the underneath where everyone is, except for Smith. No, you can't even see the cable car station. And Smith was way too close to it to be able to see up on top of it. He'd have to try to sneak away from it to get a perspective on it.
Smith, go back in there and tell us how many are they. Right, Lieutenant? We need to know.
Damn it, I told you, McCarthy. There's like four of them.
I'm not worried about the Germans in the cable, in the station. I'm worried about how much we may bring down on our own heads if we...
Yeah, well, guess what? I don't have time to go, like, you know, run out in the open and have them see me just to tell you how many other Germans there are. So we got to kill the Germans that we do know about, and then we can move on to other Germans.
Military discipline is broken down.
No. Don't have time.
Look at the lieutenant. Lieutenant?
Look, if we don't believe we can, if you don't believe, and it's fine if you don't think you can do it, Private Smith, if you don't think you can sneak up on them, that's fine. Then let's have an all-out assault. Take care of this quickly and efficiently. We'll just throw a lot of bodies at them. That's the Russian way.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm not, Lieutenant. I'm not.
This is a democracy, but it's not, is it? In fact, I want you to lead the charge now.
He's our medic. We keep him afterwards.
I usually follow, sir. Isn't that how the Russians do it? The doctors behind?
No, that's how people get sucked.
Taking care of people?
Besides. Yeah, I've noticed that you've been walking wounded. Has the medic attempted to help you in any way, shape, or form? Has he put first aid on you in any way? Or has he just let you walking around sagging?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't notice.
Like when you call a thin man fatty or something.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I didn't hear all of that one. I just heard.
Wow, that went sideways.
Yeah. I may be a few pounds overweight, sir.
Whatever you say.
No, not you. Not you. I said maybe calling him Doc is an affectionate nickname.
Uh-huh. Whatever you say. If you want me to leave, I'll leave.
Excellent.
All right. I'll find out how many are there.
Excellent.
I will kind of push Smith aside and move towards the front.
Okay.
Okay. Smith is quite pleased with the misdirection of the spotlight.
Okay. So McCarthy.
McCarthy is quite upset at this point, irritated. But he's gonna get to the front. And so put the heat in things.
Are you just gonna charge up there, or are you gonna try to sneak?
No, I'll try to sneak. Okay. Let me roll for that. Oh, 15. It's a pass.
Nicely done. You are able to sneak up, and you are next to the platform, basically where Smith was before. You can hear the Germans talking above you, but you can't see up there to see the Germans.
I will try to keep moving to see if I can see the rest of the German army.
Okay. Okay, so kind of moving away from the platform in order to be able to get perspective onto the top, is that the...
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be another sneak roll.
All right. If 99 doesn't work, you just let me know.
So you try to kind of move slowly away, but you know there's some loose rock and it slips and it clatters down and falls over the side, and underneath you can hear there's a clatter of rock. And a voice in German calls out, "Hey, who's there? Who are you? Stop! Stop right there!"
All right.
I roll my eyes like super hard.
I will kind of raise my hand, both my hands, and start walking towards them.
And you can see that there are four German soldiers on top of the platform. They have their rifles leveled at you. Two of them are coming down to meet you as you walk forward. Everyone else, you can hear this all going on, the rest of you.
And I will say, okay, just for you, all of you looking at me right now.
I say, hand me the grenade.
No. I climb to the top and I throw a grenade.
Okay. Make a throw roll.
That is a success.
Okay. Roll some damage.
It's a 4d6. Yep. Something crazy like that?
Yeah.
That's 15 points.
Okay. So... you hear the grenade go off. You hear some people yell. McCarthy, from your vantage point, you can see what actually happened. So Popov kind of poked his head around, you know, did a sidearm, overhand, underhand, perspective, weird, who knows. But lobs a grenade up beautifully right on top of the platform. It blows up right on top of the two Germans who were up there. The two that were advancing on you turn and look. And we are in dex order. Mr. Smith.
I guess I'm going to pop over the edge and take a shot with my pistol.
Okay. Well, you can pop over the...
Sorry.
You can climb up there this round.
Okay, I'll climb up.
Mr. McCarthy.
As soon as that happens, I will take out my pistol and shoot at the back of the Germans.
Go right ahead.
So let me check how many shots do I have. Well, my first one is a miss. And I believe I have two shots because this is semi-automatic. Right?
Fair
so
enough.
I'll try second one. And two failures.
Okay. Lieutenant Popov. You can hear gunfire. You can hear
I'm rushing up and
shots.
Over.
Okay. Smith has gone up and over. Popov has gone up and over.
But I'm yelling charge to make it clear that nobody should be staying behind.
okay. One of the Germans turns around after Mr. McCarthy having shot at them and fires back with his rifle and gets a 0-8, I'm afraid. Or, sorry, a 0-5. Mr. McCarthy, you may have 6 hit points.
Ouch. Let me see if that is a corn roll. Oh, no. Still standing.
Private Caffey.
Over the top.
Okay. Private Smith.
I'm shooting.
Shoot away.
That's a success. Or 6 damage.
Nicely done. Okay, McCarthy.
Shoot again. So I miss for the first one. Enemies for the second one.
Lieutenant Popov, you see Private Smith has nailed one of the Germans. You see your...
Is he down?
No, he's staggered, but he's not down. Mr. McCarthy shooting wildly in the air with his pistol, apparently.
All right. Well,
the two Germans.
We'll take my shot then. I actually have two attacks, but I'm not sure how this works, so I'm going to just take the one shot.
It'd be a penalty die for the second one.
All right. Well, I'm going to burn some luck for the first one to be a success.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling a little bad about what happened. And now take a penalty die for the second shot?
Yep.
That's a success. Oh, actually, that's a hard success, although it doesn't make a difference on its own.
Nicely done.
Damn. So I'm going to shoot first at the first guy who takes 16 points of damage. That's the guy that Smith just shot, and then I'll shoot the other guy who will take 10 points of damage.
Okay. He is looking quite wounded, but he will get a shot off back at you that will hit. he's going to shoot Smith, because that's who he saw first. So Smith, you may have 7 hit points of damage. Private Caffey.
Hold on. That's a con roll for me. Oh, I make it handily. All right.
I will charge to the controls, because if we got a bunch of Germans coming down, we may need that bucket really quickly. I'll charge the controls and get the see if I can get the bucket, the cable car coming back to us.
Sure. So is this the point where I should make a party luck roll to see how badly damaged the cable car was?
After the explosion?
Yeah, after the grenade. But no, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, you can.
But wait, the cable car was not at this station.
No, but I mean, there's controls.
There's a control panel that could have been.
Oh, there's a motor. There's equipment here that just had a grenade detonated in it. But yeah, I don't think that would be particularly interesting.
You don't need to put impediments in the plot. We do that ourselves. Okay?
Well, to be fair, too, you never asked me which two MOOCs Germans I was putting it towards. You assumed I'd put it away from McCaffrey. That's not necessarily.
That's true. Yeah, so Caffey, you can head that way. Smith.
There's more Germans?
There's, I will shoot them. There's one German left standing.
I will shoot him.
Of course you will.
Ooh, 0-8. That is a hard success.
Roll damage?
Almost critical. All right. That's 2 damage. No, 3 damage. Womp womp.
Okay. He kind of staggers forward and falls to the ground. Private Caffey, you reach the controls, press the button, and you all hear the cable car kind of groan into life and see the car start trundling back down towards you.
I will take my rifle and set up behind as much cover as I can, survey kind of the rest of the island. Whatever else might be coming at us from this side. Is there a cover, like, in the station? I'm not really sure. Is it like an open platform with like a standing box?
Yeah, there's a little bit of cover in the sense that, mm-hmm. There's a big motor and, some controls there. But there isn't like a shelter or building or anything like that.
Right, yeah. But he'll, follow his military training, take a little cover and look down the hill or wherever that we might see if there's hordes of Germans running at us from below.
Of course.
Are there hordes of Germans?
There are not.
Whew. Excellent.
McCarthy, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm all right. Let me see.
Someone see to his wounds.
I guess I cannot do first aid on myself. Can I? Or?
Yeah, I think that would be tough.
Yeah, okay. Look, over here.
You can give someone else a bonus die. I'll let you do that.
Okay. So whoever's going to give it a try?
As you try to guide them.
Sure, I'll take a shot at it, I guess.
not everyone at once.
Where's first aid? Oh, yeah, I actually have a pretty good chance already, but let's see. I will burn 2 luck to make that a normal success.
Okay. Did you roll the bonus die? You may not need the 2 luck.
I did. That turned it would have been an 85 with or 52.
Just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Yep.
I think Private Smith kind of got winged a little bit there too, eh?
Yeah, I could take a little first aid, guys.
So 2 points or 1 point? Keep forgetting.
Just 1.
1.
You want me to keep going, Doc, or you want to take?
I'll take a look at him. Sure.
Help me out.
Oh, but I cannot move my arm. Why don't you help me here? Coffee, go help me.
All right. I don't know if there's a bonus die with this one. Would there be a bonus die this time?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Ah, I still have to burn a luck to help you. That may not be so smart with the...
is 1 point of luck worth 1 hit point?
Right, yes. Right.
This is the question.
If it's 1 point of luck, then yes.
But well, except for he's one, low no. right now. He's our party luck roller.
Right. But, yeah, I'll do it. But, but Doc, you know about that trouble I was having down below? You have anything maybe to snap me out of my... See, I don't know. Is that even treatable? I was losing hit points from that disc.
Well, it's been long enough. You can have one magic point back.
Oh, okay, great.
And is you know you've been you can have one hit point back too. So your strength is returning. Yeah, but beyond that, you know, McCarthy could have a look at you, but yeah, there's nothing. Really, he can do.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
And a moment later, the cable car trundles onto the station.
All right, same arrangement as last time. We put a rope on there to pull the lever once we're all on board. Which we do.
Okay. And the cable car starts trundling up to the third island.
As we're trundling up, I want to take a good look at the second island, now that we have a little more vantage.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically looking for what if the buildings look weird or anything like that.
No, they are all very clearly purpose-built. You know, what you would recognize as, you know, German field buildings. You know, they've clearly set up a field headquarters here. You know, some large tents, a few shacks.
Is there a radio at this cable car, by any chance?
Nope.
Okay. And I guess the next thing would be, what does the next island look like?
So as you start to head up to the third island, so you can see this one, oops. That's the wrong one. Sorry. Yes. Okay, that's the right one. Yeah, so as you head up to the third island, it's bigger than the first one, smaller than the second. It's about, you know, you guess, you know, more than half a mile, but less than a mile across. It is hanging at a very sharp angle. If we can call it the upper surface of the island, is at about an 80-degree angle to the surface of the Earth, far, far below you. It looks like this one is in very rough shape compared to the others. It's cracked and it's broken, and you can see kind of vents and fissures and, you know, and cracks and fractures in the surface. You can see as you're approaching it, you can kind of you see the cable car station there, and right next to it is what appears to be a small, well, not terribly small, but like a tent of some kind. And sitting next to the tent is a vehicle of some kind. Would you all make education rolls?
Oh, lordy.
I will pass for sure. And probably I'm the only one. Yes, that is a pass.
That is a extreme success.
It's not something that any of you are, you know, very familiar with, but you may have seen some reports on early designs of these in a newsreel or a briefing or something of that nature. But it is what we in modern parlance would call a helicopter.
Helicopter, you said?
Yep. But on silent. It's parked, though, right?
It is, yes.
Anyone inside?
Not that you can see from your vantage point in the cable car.
Mm-hmm. Anyone at the platform?
No.
So, what is the exit point for that helicopter?
Yeah, what other entrance or exit points are there that we can see from here?
You don't see any other cables leading away from this island.
And there's another island to go to, or at least one other island to go to?
There is not.
Oh. So we're at the topmost island.
Yep.
Excellent.
Nobody around.
Correct.
Can we take out the binoculars and look around and see if there's anywhere that you could take this helicopter thing only accessible that way?
With the binoculars, you can. And you can see that kind of in the center of this island, I mean, you wouldn't need the helicopter to get there, but there is a helicopter there. But in the center of this island, you can see some, what looks like a building, like one of the buildings from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what looks like maybe a street or part of a street heading towards it.
Hmm. Looks like there's something over there, Lieutenant.
Excellent work. We will go and take a look at it. But first, we must make sure there's no one inside that tent there.
And the cable car rattles to a stop. And you have arrived.
So, Jim, if you were to take the helicopter, what I want to see from here is what exactly, how exactly are you going to fly away from this place? Like, if you were in a hurry, like trying to leave your friends behind or something like that, you know.
Sure, you could just jump in the helicopter and take off and fly wherever you wanted, of course.
Yeah, but, I'm trying to see if on the top, because we're on an island, but it's kind of inside a huge cave, right? That's what I'm picturing.
Well,
it's inside a...
It's not
in the mountain.
Yeah, it's not inside a cave. It's more like a ravine. Right? The walls of the ravine are close, but it's open to the sunlight. You're not underground here.
Got it. Okay. I thought we were still underground somehow.
Yeah, so you could hop in the helicopter and just fly away.
Got it. All right.
Fly to Fiji.
Mm-hmm. What now, Lieutenant?
I'm going to walk up to the tent and with my pistol drawn, pull back the flap, if it has such a thing.
It does. Inside are two men dressed in coveralls. They look kind of harried and tired and haggard, and they turn to look at you. Probably not as quickly as you might have expected. Who are you? What do you want?
They're speaking in German?
Yes.
St. Gild, you speak German, right?
I do, sir.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Well, I have no preference between you.
Who will let Dr. take it?
They are asking, who are we?
Well, you can answer them, Doc, of course. You have my full faith.
We are here to take over?
Does that mean we can leave?
What is the rest of your people? What is the rest of your army?
They're the lucky ones. They are back down there. And he kind of waves his hand back in the direction of the second island.
What's so bad about this place?
Stay here a while. You will find out.
Do you gentlemen know how to fly this helicopter?
They kind of look at each other, and one of them says, Yes, I am a pilot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how many people do we think can fit in the helicopter?
That's an interesting question, which is not actually covered. Party luck roll.
Yeah. Because it's probably like, who would be crazy enough to let a German pilot fly that for them? Us.
What did you get?
A 93, I heard.
Oh, perfect.
less than 10 people.
Is that what we're up to now?
Yeah. Let's say 5, okay. Just for the sake of argument.
Oh, great.
Including the pilot.
Including the pilot.
So, I'm still not sure what intel have we gained, Lieutenant, by coming here. Like, we run into aliens, I give you that, right? But it's not like we took anything else with us, I got the tablet, but we don't know how to interpret that. I got pieces. Broken pieces.
Could you ask them if the Germans matching the descriptions of the ones you were chasing came through here?
Okay. I will translate that.
Hopstermer Fuchs and what the hell's her name? And
Debbie?
Sternbahn for her Greece. And a couple more of the of their, they kind of shiver, of their guard came through not long ago.
Are those names we recognize, any of us?
Shouldn't Popov recognize the first name?
Fuchs? Was that the guy from the very beginning?
No.
Okay. Jim, are they using Wehrmacht uniforms, or are they using
Blackstone
uniforms?
They are actually not wearing uniforms. They are just wearing coveralls.
These are the guys the mooks like at the tower.
Yes.
Scientists.
And equally non-helpful.
Oh, wait, I wasn't there. Never mind.
where did they go?
Why do they need the helicopter from here?
They've been using it for reconnaissance, just to try and scout the area. It's difficult, difficult to fly.
You said they passed through here. Where did they go?
They went to the vault. And he points kind of towards the center of the island.
What is? Ask him what's in the vault.
Their eyes go big. I am sure I do not know. I am sure I do not want to know.
I'm going to take the sergeant aside, Max, your old character.
Yeah.
You have to say, you are wounded. I want you to stay here. If we do not come back, if the Germans come back, I want you to shoot these pilots. Yeah. And I want you to blow up the cable car. They must never leave here. Do you understand?
Yes. I do. They can never bring him back. You must stop it. You must stop them. They can't wake him up. Just promise me, Popov, that you won't wake him up.
I will not wake him up. You have my promise, but you must do your duty now.
Yes, yes. He caresses his gun.
But don't shoot them early, because we may be able to escape from here.
Yes, no. I will see if you... I know I'm much too wounded to continue. I'll just be holding you back. Just don't break your promise, Popov.
I will not. You're a good man.
You too. I've heard the stories.
So, sir? Lieutenant?
Yes.
No, not sure if you know, but he's not very well of the head.
Oh, I know that. Yes, I've seen that look many times.
Okay.
I wink so knowingly at Popov.
He is the perfect man to shoot two men in cold blood. You or I might weaken. He will not.
The duck certainly will.
We must have a chain of command here. Gullion, you're what rank are you now? Second lieutenant?
Yes.
No. I'm giving you a field promotion, Doc. You are now also second lieutenant. If anything happens to me, the two of you can fight it out.
Very well, Lieutenant. Should we go to that vault?
Yes, we must go and stop this. I say this loudly so the sergeant will hear me.
Let's go.
All right. And we walk up the road.
Wounded and in pain, McCarthy follows the lieutenant to their doom.
Yeah, I guess so,
the thing would be, yeah, before we start walking right up there, just to see if there's any guards or defenses or anything like that first.
No.
So you make your way inland, as it were, and you kind of come out, and you can see ahead of you is this building, and it's kind of this tall but squat, wide, strangely proportioned. It's really kind of hard to get a. You can see it, but as you can't kind of encompass the whole thing in your vision. You can look at parts of it, and parts of it are at different angles, and it appears to kind of disappear off into the distance and then be close. And as you get closer, you find a paved, like a road, a walkway leading up to it. And this paved road is flanked with these statues, huge statues, like four times the height of any one of you. And they're all carved into different shapes, and some of them vaguely resemble some of the elder things that you've seen, and most of them, you know, some of them look somewhat insectoid, and some of them look globular, and some of them look like something you can't even begin to describe. And each of these statues is standing on kind of a pedestal, and on the pedestal you can see the same script that is on the disc and is on McCarthy's tablet. And then, so you know that there's writing talking about something, and but what these things are, you can't even begin to guess. And some of the shapes you can't even begin to describe. And I need each of you to make a sand roll.
Toddy, I pass.
Nope.
Fail. Yes.
The pass for me.
Zero for the pass, a D6 for the failures.
Mm-hmm. Four.
How much for the pass?
Zero.
Okay.
And you make your way along the avenue past these horrible statues, and you can see the building, and there's an opening. You can see a doorway, a large doorway right at the base that this path leads directly into. And there's a bright light just burning, blazing out of the doorway. And it's so bright it's almost hard to look at. You can kind of look at it, and you have to look away, and as you look away you see another of the statues, and your mind just reels. And as you get closer, you can hear it sounds like the wind, just a roaring wind, although you don't feel anything. And you approach, and you step inside, and I think that's a good place to leave it for the evening.
Wow.
Whew. Terrible.
Very nice.
Wow. Would you say next week would be the probable last episode?
I would expect so, yes. Maybe two more. One, maybe two more sessions, kind of depending on
how much dithering we do.
Yeah. I'm not going in, you go in. I'm not going in, you go in. We could probably keep that up for about an hour next. Wow. It's been a long campaign, but now that it's here, it's like it feels like it happened quickly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we started in October. So, yeah.
Know that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
No, I think Terror from the Skies took us longer. But we're also playing every week, though. Yeah,
that's just true. Like, for this, we weren't playing just every like in week Terror. For the beginning.
Yeah, we were every other week for what, the first third or something like that. So
that's true. Yeah.
Yep. I think one, maybe two more sessions at most, and we're good.
Very well. Wow. Sounds excellent. Awesome.
Is it on to Eternal Eyes after that, Randall?
Yeah, then Randall's up.
Yep. So I didn't know he was approaching so fast. So I'll start working on that.
Get ready.
Send you all the information. Yeah. I'll get ready.
Does that I don't really
understand
I don't really understand that that campaign. I know it's like multi-generational, but do we make our own characters, or are there pre-gens that go along with that concept?
There are pre-gens, but you can also make some characters. I'll see, you know, what works better.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure Randall will send us a nice intro email with all the instructions and options we could possibly have well in advance of the campaign so that we can create characters in time.
5 minutes before the session. If you get lucky.
That sounds about right.
Wow, my first Randall campaign. This will be exciting.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Thanks, cool, Jim. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.